Hi, I'm Ella Shawn, reluctant romance writer and host of Enchanted Beast Podcast. Welcome to the Enchanted Forest. In today's episode, Do You Know Your Superpower? Ella continues her seven-part series, Balancing the Chakras, Heal the Bodies. Today, she takes a look at the solar plexus chakra. And now, here's your host. Enchanted Mondays, my enchanted beasts. How are you? I hope you had a really good weekend, and I hope that you are off to an amazingly wonderful week. My weekend was busy AF, and because, you know, I deal with a bunch of crazy stuff, I am trying to recover from it, and it's taking a long time. But I was like, I had to get myself out of bed and get this podcast going because I'm not missing my podcast, you know, even while recovering from my very busy weekend. So I'm here, and I'm off to a slow start this week, but that's okay because I figure as long as I'm moving, right, then I'm making progress. It's a special day today. I have to share it with you guys because, you know, if I can't share my special days with my enchanted beast, who can I share them with? What's going on? Today is October 15th. And 28 years ago today, my husband asked me to be his girlfriend. I know. Some people are like, how, what? Yeah, 28 years. 28 years ago today, my husband asked me to be his girlfriend. I was looking at a different world. So it was Thursday after 8:30. I was looking at a different world with my cousin, and he called me and we were talking and ha 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 about what we were looking at on TV. And then he was like, I really need to ask you something important. And I mouthed to my cousin, I said, I think he's getting ready to ask me out. But I didn't say it out loud, right? I mouthed it. And so I got up and I dragged my 50-foot phone cord. This is 1992, work with me. Into the kitchen, I hopped on the counter and I says, okay, go, what is it? And he's like, I'm just gonna go ahead. I was like, okay, go. And he did, and he says, I just wanna know if you'll be my girlfriend. And I, you know, I was like, yes, of course I will. You know, I was really excited. I had really just broken up with my ex-boyfriend 3 days prior because I had a feeling that my husband was gonna ask me out. So, I wasn't cheating on my then boyfriend. My husband and I were just friends and we were getting to know each other, but I knew, right? I knew that this was going to be the guy. So I went ahead and we ended things, my ex-boyfriend and I. So today is my 28th. The 28th year I've been with my husband. I don't even know how to celebrate that because tomorrow is actually our 19th wedding anniversary. But I always just mostly celebrate October 15th because we've always been together. So happy anniversary to me and my man, 28 years of growing and loving and maturing. So time to get to the podcast, right? We're working with the solar plexus today. We're in week 3 of series 7, Balancing the Chakras, Healing the Bodies. And today we're working with the solar plexus. Now, I'm going to give you the rundown, the basics, right? The basics of the solar plexus chakra. So that even if you decide, I am not, you know, really going to start practicing the balancing and opening of my chakras, if somebody says something about a chakra to you, at least you'll know something about it, at least for conversational purposes, right? Here's the basics. The solar plexus chakra is located in the upper belly near the diaphragm, okay? It's near the diaphragm. That that muscle that allows us to take those very large, deep breaths and speak assertively. And we, you know, we walk a certain way when we are speaking from our diaphragm, giving presentations. And that is where your solar plexus chakra resides. Okay? It's associated with the color yellow because solar, sun, it's associated with the color of the sun. The symbol is a circle with 10 petals on the outside and an inverted triangle on the inside. The petals represent fire. Sometimes you'll see them as blue around a yellow circle, like blue flames for the fire. And the circle, of course, is the continuity. And then the inverted triangle represents transformation, delta, change. Okay? And as I've stated, the element that it is associated with is fire. Fire. Most people look at fire and they say, ooh, it's destructive. And others look at fire and they say, ooh, I use fire to transform. I use fire to purify. I use fire to clean. Okay? So fire can be either destructive or it can be useful. And that's any element, right? That's any element. The root chakra is associated with earth, and earth can be very, very helpful for us, but it can also be very dangerous and destructive, okay? Mudslide, garden, same earth, right? And then our sacral chakra is associated with water, and everybody knows water is essential to human life. However, it is the deadliest natural force that we have to contend with. It is the most powerful natural force we have. So, what is the point of all of that, Ella? I need us to start understanding that if our chakras are open and we have too much energy flowing through them, then that is going to be a catastrophic situation. Too much earth, too much water, too much fire, right? If the chakras are open and we have too little energy flowing through them, then we're not grounded. We're inflexible. We never change. Okay? So there's a duality to everything. There's always duality, and it is neither good nor bad. It's neither right nor wrong. There simply is a dual nature to every aspect of life, including our chakras. And it would make sense because we have duality within ourselves. So if what provides us with our life force has a dual nature, then of course we should follow suit, right? So I will say that the solar plexus chakra is probably one of the most important chakras in the entire system. And I say that because it is this chakra system, it is this chakra, the solar plexus chakra, that takes the dormant potential energy of Kundalini, right? All of that feminine energy. It is this chakra that takes that dormant earth energy, the feminine energy, all the matter, and uses it. It is this chakra that takes all of that kinetic, sexual and physical energy of our sacral chakra and uses it. Through fire, it transforms the potential and the kinetic into power. This is where we start transforming our lives, ourselves, our environment with our own power. This is where power comes from. Not just, you know, I can kick your butt power. No, I'm talking about personal power, willpower, discipline, self-esteem, self-assuredness, mental abilities, the ability to make decisions based on discernment, right? Clarity of judgment, independence. This is where we begin to form our own opinions and ideas, our own beliefs. This is where we become who we are. In this chakra, in our solar plexus chakra, our very identity is formed. Man, that's freaking powerful. If this chakra is out of balance, if it's blocked, if it's too much, or if it's too little, if this chakra isn't open and balanced and turning that energy, that's where power is. You are confused about who you are as a person, what your purpose is in life. You lack personal direction. You can't find your way out of a paper bag because you have no power. You make a plan, you know it's a good plan, but then you don't do anything to make it happen because you lack power. Or you have so much solar plexus energy flowing that you feel you have the right, you're entitled to control not only yourself, but everybody around you, and not just the people, but your entire environment. Because you got way too much solar plexus energy going. Okay? I mean, just think about it. If this is where all of your power comes from, the power to move you forward, the power to gain momentum, the power to create from thought and manifest it physically, if this is where all of your power comes from and it's out of whack, then take a look at your life. Let's take a long, long look at your life. The chakra governs so much of who we are as people. This is where our identity is formed, okay? Just hold on to that. And remember, the solar plexus is where our identities are formed at our core, who we are, right? Now, physical bodies, our physical body that's associated with the solar plexus chakra, no surprise, our digestive system. This is the physical part of our body that is associated with our solar plexus. It's our digestive system. And our pelvic organs are involved, right? A little bit. It governs the pancreas and metabolism. So if your mind works like my mind, then I'm starting to think, I remember when my thyroid was all kinds of jacked up and my metabolism was doing absolutely nothing. I remember before I got diagnosed with a sleep disorder, I was gaining crazy weight, even though I was, you know, eating right and exercising. My metabolism was 100% off. Oh, yeah. Now I'm thinking, maybe my solar plexus was jacked up. Maybe my chakra was giving me too much energy. Or maybe it was just blocked, right? So, gut troubles. I have chronic gut troubles. I do. I still do. And I'm like, maybe I still have a lot of work to do with my solar plexus. Maybe that's what it is, right? right? So things to kind of start, you know, looking at when we consider all that our chakras are responsible for. Now, psychological and behavioral functions that are affected are governed by the solar plexus. This, again, and I'm going to actually take my time and read the research that I have for this. This chakra it's from where we express our will. I want to, da 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 da. And it is not only where we express our will, we exert our will from this chakra. So we are able to say, it is my will that I will stay at home and write for a living. And it is through the solar plexus chakra that we stand in that will. We say, yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. We exert our will. Okay? This is where we are able to access our intellectual abilities. Now, I've always said this, because remember, I'm an old educator, and I've always said this, kids are all born with the same intellectual abilities. Unless they're born with neurological disorders or developmental delays, right? But if you have a healthy baby, and I'm not even going to say full term, because preemies, after a while, they just catch up to their age group, right? By the age of two, they're all caught up developmentally. So if you have a healthy baby that is developing on the normal spectrum, I hate that word, then all babies are born with the same intellectual abilities. Now, why are some kids just more intelligent than other kids? Why are some kids, you know, doing so much better in school than other kids? And yada, yada, yada. Well, maybe those kids hadn't had anything to block their solar plexus. Maybe those kids have their root and sacral chakra well in hand. They're not having to worry about their basic needs. They know they're going to eat every night. They know they have a home to go home to. They know they have clothes. They know they have parents who love them and will support them. And you see what I'm saying? That root chakra is all wide open, sending that potential kundalini, feminine earth grounding energy, into the sacral chakra. Now, are little kids out here having sex? Probably not. But they're probably not being abused either. Huh? They're not being neglected. Are they touching themselves? Yes, little kids touch themselves all the time. It's just what they do, right? It's what they do. Now, if they're in a healthy home environment and their parents catch them touching themselves, right? Seeking pleasure in their own body, a healthy home environment, then their parents are going to say, I understand why you're doing that, right? Right? I know. You get a tickle, a little buzz, right? And it's okay. Just, this is something you do by yourself. This is something for you, right? And this is never an area that anybody else has access to. Nobody else touches that tickle button, okay? And you be gentle with it. That's a healthy home, because a healthy home, a healthy sexual home, is going to say, yeah, it's fine, it's yours, right? Just respect it. Be gentle. Keep it in your room. Make sure you're clean. Don't do that with dirty fingernails. Whatever. But more importantly, that home is full of joy. The parents are excited about a lot of things. The parents allow the kids to fully express their excitement and their joy. And there's a lot of reasons to be excited and to experience joy in that home. That child knows without a doubt that life is meant to be enjoyed. So all of that pleasurable energy is pushing into the solar plexus. So why wouldn't that child be able to access their intellectual abilities? Why wouldn't that child know their own mind? Why wouldn't that child know, I can do what I want to do. I have a right to exert my will. And I can do that harmoniously with people around me. But I have a right to stand on my own ground. Why wouldn't that child know that? Do you understand what I'm saying? Solar plexus. Okay? This is where we learn to categorize. We assess the pros and cons of life. It is through our solar plexus that we're able to do the psychological function. We can assign, this is going to be good for me, or this is probably not going to pan out too well for me. And then we're able to say, but is it worth the risk? Right? We're able to have a clear judgment on what's best for us when that solar plexus is open and balanced. We are clearly able to judge what is best for us. Notice I'm focusing on us, ourselves, not each other. We're not judging what's good for everybody else, only what's good for us. At higher levels, this solar plexus is where we connect with wisdom. And let me be clear here. Wisdom is not the having of knowledge. Anybody can have knowledge. Anybody can know something, and everybody knows something, right? Everybody has knowledge, but knowledge isn't wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to take in information, process that information, decide what you need from what you've taken in, decide what you want to stick with you from any experience, okay? And then, here's the wisdom part. Now that you have, you know, taken in information, you have experienced certain things, and you have decided, I want this piece of knowledge to stay with me. I like this part of the experience. I'll keep that. And now you're able to amalgamate, to put them together. And not only amalgamate them, but now you're able to apply them. Wisdom is the application of knowledge and experience to your life, to your own new experiences, to your work, to your relationships. It is the application. And when the energy in the solar plexus is vibrating at a higher frequency, we become wise. We become wise. And wow, I'd rather speak to a person with wisdom than a person who knows everything about everything, any given day of the week. I don't care if you have 50 PhDs and you can do open heart surgery while you prepare to launch a rocket. I don't care. Are you wise? Can you apply all of that to something as basic as a conversation with me? No, give me, I dropped out of school in the ninth grade, but let me tell you what I've learned and how I've done it. I like that. Give me wisdom over knowledge any day. Okay? So, break it all down. Basically, this is what happens. Okay? Our solar plexus chakra takes the dormant grounding energy of the earth root chakra and the kinetic sexual pleasure-seeking energy of our sacral chakra. And through fire. It transforms that energy into power. And that power is used as momentum to propel and realize our true desires and intentions in the world. Man, wrap your head around that beast. Wrap your head around that. This solar plexus chakra, this is where we begin to change our lives. When we do the work to make sure the root chakra is doing its thing and the sacral chakra is doing its thing, when we have those two lower chakras working and we start to do the work on the solar plexus, this is where transformation takes place. This is where we manifest the desires of our heart. This is where we take what we intend to have in life and make it a reality. It is our solar plexus, our powerhouse. This is where we discover our superpower. This is where we find out what our superpower is and how we use it in the world. Gosh, that is so freaking awesome. I think about it and I'm like, I'm ready. I want that. I want to discover what my superpower is. And not only know what it is, but then I want to know how I get to use this superpower in the world, not for my edification, no, but to make this space better than it was before I discovered my superpower. This is where we find direction in life. It's an internal compass, right? This influences our preoccupation with social status and self-image. When this solar plexus is doing exactly what it's supposed to do, it's open and spinning, turning raw matter into power. Do you think we're going to care about what people say about us? Do you think we're going to concern ourselves with how people see us? Is that important anymore when your solar plexus is wide open and spinning? Of course not, because you're confident in who you are. You are assured in your walk. You're disciplined. Your will is harmonious with the divine will. You are fine. So no, you're not preoccupied with that stuff. Now, I've already talked about the imbalances, right? That's where life goes awry. Because if this solar plexus is out of balance and you're feeling, you know, an abundance of solar plexus power, right? Then you need to control everything and everyone around you. And when you can't control everything and everyone around you, you get anxious. You get upset, angry, confused. You start to doubt who you are. You start to doubt your abilities. When your will is not automatically the will of everyone, you start to doubt your personal willpower. Right? What could cause an overabundance of this solar plexus energy? Sometimes it manifests itself when it's an abundance of you being manipulative, misusing your power. These are when we have identity disorders, right? psychopathy, sociopathy.
Dissociative identity disorder.
And that's a whole nother level. What causes stuff like this to happen? What causes the solar plexus to jump out of balance? Well, we already talked about what causes the root and the sacral chakra to be out of balance or to be blocked, right? So if your solar plexus is your center of power, your center of identity, your center of self-awareness, it's that of Punk's chakra. It's not passive. It's going to take whatever energy is being sent up. But even if there's a blockage, you're still sending up some energy, right? It's weak, but you're still sending it up. Or maybe it's not a blockage. Maybe it's just way too much earth energy, not enough sexual energy, right? Whatever energy is doing down there in your root and sacral chakra, it will be processed in your power center. It will be transformed through fire. Now, if it's coming in balanced, that fire is just going to make it glow. It's just going to make it glow. And it will allow you to glow. You become like the sun, right? But if it's way too much coming through from your root and sacral chakra, then that fire is going to be explosive. It's going to burn you down. And if it's not enough coming through the root and sacral chakra, then that fire will consume it, consume that energy, and then it has to go seek more. Okay? So what's causing the imbalance in our solar plexus chakra is whatever is blocking or causing the imbalance in our root and sacral chakra. That is why the work must be done from the bottom up, not the top down. This is why we don't start with the crown chakra at the top of the head and work our way down to the root. Because if the root is poisoned, then nothing above the root is going to prosper. It's not going to work. So what causes these imbalances is the fact that we never dealt with our abuse. We never dealt with the fact that we were neglected as children. We never dealt with the fact that we grew up poor. What causes this imbalance in the solar plexus chakra is we really don't like our parents, but we're too chicken shit to actually say it, right? We pretend that everything is fine when it's not, and we don't deal with what we need to deal with. We don't cut away what needs to be cut away. And because of this, we just keep sending rotten energy up and through our chakra system, mucking it up. Sometimes I talk to people and they are constantly with the planning, and not even like crazy, I'm going to win the lottery and buy a showboat plan. No, I'm talking, these people are brilliant, great minds, and the ability to make wonderful plans. And that's all they ever do is just plan. Plan, plan, plan. And they write all the plans down. And they have a plan for everything. They have planned out companies. They planned out workshops. They planned out meetings. They planned out all kinds of stuff, books, everything. And they have absolutely nothing to show for it but a full memory stick. A fat storage cloud in the Ethernet. Because all they do is plan. They don't have the power to make manifest in the physical all the stuff they planned. And nobody's benefiting from that, not them, certainly not the world. I know people who have absolutely no direction. They have no idea what their next move is, what their purpose is, where they're going. All they can ask, or all they can answer when asked, so what do you want to do next then? If you're not happy where you are, then what do you want to do next? Reply, I know I don't want to. I can tell you I'm tired of. Yeah, but what do you want to do? I already know you don't want to be where you are. What do you want to do? What's going to be your next move? I just know I want something different. Okay. No power. No power at all. Something is blocking all that good energy that's supposed to be coming up through the sacral chakra. Something is causing it to come in underwhelmingly, right? Into our powerhouse. And so there's not much to transform there. Sometimes we find people who become obsessed and stuck in the minutiae of life. Every small tidbit becomes supremely important. Everything matters. And of course, when everything matters, nothing really matters, right? If your response to being fired from your job is the same as your response to finding a dollar in your pocket, that's a problem. If your response to coming up with an amazing idea and knowing exactly how to execute it is the same is finding a pen that you really like to write with, then that's a problem. Or if you are saying, I'm going to get on the computer today because I need to make my word goal for my book. Me, I'm a writer. And as soon as you sit down and you start typing, a thought pops in your head, and you say, I need to research that while I'm thinking about it. So you hop over to Google, and then by the time you're done researching and taking notes, you realize you have absolutely no idea what you were researching initially, because you got bogged down in all the links and the minutia of an idea or a concept that you were thinking might work in this one little piece that you were writing on your novel, and now it's 2 hours later, and you don't even know what the freaking concept was. Huh? The inability to choose between yes or no. It's just two decisions. It's two options, yes or no. But when you get bogged down into the minutiae, you want to throw in ifs. But what if? How about no. Yes or no. Or you're only able to see things, either black or white. There are no shades of gray when there needs to be shades of gray. You see what I'm saying? Every part of who you are as a person comes from that solar plexus. So if we're trying to find our superpower, right? We want to be able to say, well, my superpower is da 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 da. I can leap over tall buildings with one jump, right? If we're looking for our superpower, first, let's put on our superhero outfit. Now, I'm a bodysuit kind of girl. I love me some Catwoman. So that's what I envision for my superhero suit. And yes, it's black because I'm also down with the wolves, right? Okay. So I'm dressing my beast. And we have on black. Leather's hot. Perhaps it's a new age breathable leather cats do. My arms and my back are out because I have to show off my tattoos. Now, I have to walk with a certain level of assertiveness if I'm going to pull off this bodysuit, right? I mean, I have to kind of know what I know and walk and talk the same path. So my bodysuit is made up of my assertiveness. I'm not aggressive, but I'm not a pushover either. I'm not going to play small so that you can feel large. I am assertive, and that's what my bodysuit is. It's my bodysuit of assertiveness. Now, with my bodysuit, I'm definitely rocking thigh-high stiletto boots. Because I'm a superhero, there's no chance I'm going to fall and break my neck in my thigh-high stiletto boots. Right? Now, these boots not only allow me to look crazy hot and protect my ankles and my knees, but they allow me to stand in my power, to assert my will for me, to ensure that my will is in line with divine will so that I can have what I truly desire most in this world. So I'm in my willpower boots and I'm standing firm, okay? In my mind, a superhero isn't a superhero without a cape. My cape just happens to be around my waist. Because what I'm not going to do is put a cape over my shoulders and arms and back. Why? No one's going to see my tattoos. Duh. So my cape, I think it's a silver leather cape. Open in the front, of course, around my waist, goes down to my ankles. Again, I'm a superhero. It's not like I'm going to hurt myself with this cape. Okay? And this cape really does bring my entire ensemble together, right? It's silver. So if I wrap some silver bands around my arm, my upper arm, still hot. If I'm rocking silver jewelry or I dye my hair silver and I have this silver leather cape, it makes everything harmonious. And that's what this cape is. It is all the harmonious relationships that I have because I stand in my power, but I don't misuse it. I am now dressed. I got my superhero outfit on. I have my black leather bodysuit of assertiveness. I have my thigh-high stiletto boots on, my willpower boots. And I have my silver leather cape of harmonious relationships. I'm good to go. I'm feeling pretty super right now. I mean, I look pretty super right now. But I still kind of need to figure out what my superpower is. And how do I do that if there's still some issues with my solar plexus chakra? Well, we gotta heal it, right? We gotta bring it into balance. That's what life is about. It's about being balanced. So I'm gonna go through some of these. And before I do, I'm just gonna say real quickly, check out my Pinterest page under Enchanted Solar Plexus Chakra, and you'll find a plethora of links and pins to kind of help heal the chakra, or at least to get you in the right direction. Color therapy, fast and easy, and it's cheap. Eat yellow foods. eat bananas, squash, pumpkins. It's the fall. It's time. Sunflower seeds, yellow peppers, ginger and chamomile. Yum. Right? Mint and cumin for spices. Any yellow foods. Celery. Wonderful. Yellow leafy veggie there. Okay? Surround yourself with the color yellow. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Go buy a yellow sweater. Find some great yellow socks. Even if you don't really wear yellow a lot, go get you some cool yellow socks. When you buy your weekly wildflowers for your home, make sure you have some sunflowers in there. Right? Meditation. Always meditation. And this, listen, don't get all bogged down and, you know, oh, I have to find the right space. I need a... No, you just need to be quiet. Sit down. Make sure people aren't going to disturb you for 10 minutes, right? Close your eyes. Focus on something that represents your solar plexus. Focus on fire, the candlelight. Focus on that little flame, flickering, flickering. Or you can focus on a giant sunflower floating right over your solar plexus. Or hell, just focus on the color yellow shining on your belly. But focus. Quiet your mind. Be still. And focus on something that reminds you of the solar plexus. Now, if you want to say a mantra, you can. You can say a mantra, but you don't have to. You can just be quiet and let your mind focus on whatever it is you've chosen to focus on. And as you progress in your meditation skills, then of course you can start with your mantras or, you know, start with your sounds that vibrate with each of the chakras. But hey, in the beginning, just sit down, be quiet, be still, find a focal point. And let it go. Okay? Aromatherapy. I love me some essential oils. They really do change the chemistry in my home, and they do allow certain feelings to kind of, you know, up and down, ebb and flow, and the energy changes, right? If you're working with your solar plexus, obviously you're going to go with the orangey kind of scents, citrusy ones. Grapefruit, one of my favorites. Oranges, lemon, right? Those are so good. And they just make the house smell fresh. Fresh and clean. And they make you energized. They make you want to do stuff, right? And you can use them on your skin. You can create your own essential oil body sprays. I mean, it's limitless. Mint and chamomile, again, are really good, as well as ginger. Always yoga, obviously. You can't move Kundalini if you're not moving her. And she only moves through yoga. So if you want her, this divine energy, goddess, rising in through your chakras, you have to do yoga. And if you don't want to go to a yoga class because you don't want people seeing you, you know, bent over or whatever, because you're not there yet, find it on YouTube. Go to Five and Below, get a yoga mat, get some yoga blocks. They have everything at Five and Below. Find a couple of yoga classes on YouTube. Start slow. When you're feeling more comfortable, more confident, right, you can head on over to the Y and take a class or to your local rec center. But yoga, move in those poses. And if you're working on your solar plexus, you want to work on core strengthening yoga. Right? Because that's where our power comes in. So even if you're just working out without all the yoga, work on your core because that's power. Okay? Spending time in the sun, right? Because our solar plexus is associated with the sun. So just spending time in the sun is a good thing for our solar plexus. It's a good thing for us. Not only do we get our vitamin D, and vitamin D deficiency is so horrible, and it causes a whole plethora of physical ailments, but we get the energy of the sun hitting that solar plexus and spinning it, keeping it, getting it in balance. Now, I digress because the sign and I don't get along. If you have photosensitivity and you are extremely sensitive to UVA and UVB rays, then you're going to have to do some modifications, right? If you go out in the sun, make sure you have your sunscreen on. Make sure you have your hat and umbrella if that's what you need. Take precautions, cover up. But still, if you can get out there, get out there. I have extreme photosensitivity. It exacerbates my lupus horribly. It also causes me to burn within 5 minutes if I don't have my protection on, and sometimes even with it on. So I try to avoid going out between the hours of 10 and 4 when the UVA, UVB rays are at their highest. But if I can't, then I try to cover up and always keep my head covered and things like that and put on all of my protection. But I still like getting the sun on my face, right? I'm not a vampire. So, get out there in the sun. So, I want to share this with you. And then I'm going to wrap this up. When we are talking about these chakras, like I said, we move from the bottom up. There are certain verbs that go along with our chakras. They move with us, these verbs. They can become your morning mantras or your morning affirmations, your meditation mantras, but the statements of the chakras, they're available for us. At the root chakra, that verb is I do. Excuse me, I am. I'm sorry. The verb is I am. That's our root chakra verb. Those are our statements. I am safe. I am secure. I am calm. I am content. I am supported. I am grounded. Those are our basic needs. And we feel good. We're safe. We're secure. We're grounded. Our sacral chakra verb is I feel, because we emote from this place, right? I feel happy, satisfied. I feel pleasured. I feel sexually fulfilled. I feel creative. I feel loved. I feel appreciated. I feel respected. Right? And the solar plexus verb is I do or I can, right? It's an active thing. Okay? I love myself. I respect and honor myself. I can achieve anything I desire. I believe in myself. I deserve to be loved and respected by those around me. I can stand my own ground. I can exert my will. I have the right to be happy on my own terms. How do you know when your chakras are open and balanced and spinning and sending the perfect amount of energy up through your chakra systems? When you can say your I statements for each root chakra and know for certain that what you're saying is 100% true. You're not trying to say it to, fake it till you make it, but no, you mean it. It is your truth. When you can say, I am safe, I am secure, I am content and calm, I am supported, I am grounded, and you know for certain every basic need you have is met, you're not struggling to meet them, you're not in an environment where you're not sure if you're gonna be safe, you know for sure, you are secure. then that root chakra is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. When you can say, I really enjoy my life. I feel pleasure all the time. I'm excited. I feel excited about this and about that. I'm a sexual dynamo. My libido is going crazy all the time, but not too much. Just healthy, safe, same sex. I'm good. Then that sacral chakra is doing its thing. And now you have the perfect ingredients, the power to discover your superpower. What is your superpower? What is your superpower? I can share my wisdom through my writing, through my podcast, through my blog, with the world, and open their minds to themselves. What? That's my superpower. That is my superpower. I can share my wisdom with the world through my writing, my blog, and my podcast, and show them who they are, who they can be. That is my superpower. That's why I have the black leather bodysuit with the arms and the back out, the stiletto thigh-high boots that cover my knees, and my silver leather cape that goes around my waist. That's why I wear it, because I need a kick-ass superhero outfit so that I can dutifully share my superpower with the world and look good while I do it, right? I want you all to honestly ask yourselves, have I dealt with all the BS that I need to deal with? The stuff that I didn't ask for, but it was heaped upon me in my childhood. Have I honestly dealt with that? If you haven't, you need to. Have I forgiven people for the hurt that they gave me? Have I made my peace with the mistakes that I've made? Have I learned from them? Because if you haven't, you need to. Am I working to take control of my life, to take responsibility for my choices, my actions? Am I seeking the help I need to deal with everything that I need to deal with? If you are not, if you haven't, you need to. Because you can't send tainted energy up through your power center. It will be transformed by that fire, regardless of what it is. You can transform all that raw matter into a fire that will burn your entire life down, into a fire that will consume you and everyone around you. Or you can send up that perfect energy, that perfect raw matter. Send it up through that power system right here in your solar plexus. Give it exactly what it needs to turn all that raw energy into power. Power that motivates, power that pushes, power that manifests, power that creates, power that allows you to own your own life. But you have to do the work. It's not even hard work. It's just good work. It may take a while, depending on what the imbalances are, depending on what the blockages are. You may have to work longer, but it's good work. It never ends once you start working to open these wheels of energy. You have to keep working to keep them open and balanced, but it's good work. It's rewarding work. Well, that's it for this episode of Enchanted Beast Podcast. I will be back on Wednesday for a few words of wisdom. Join me next Monday. If you're only tuning in for the Chakra Series 7, join me next Monday. We'll be going up into the heart chakra, and it's a doozy. Guys,
this has been Ella Shawn with Enchanted Beast Podcast. Thank you for joining, and remember, stay enchanted.